The pen is mightier than the sword. What do languages do when they don't have many abstractions? You might assume that a technical vocabulary is necessary to express complex ideas, but consider this line from the book of Ecclesiastes. Again I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, or the bread to the wise, or riches to the discerning, or favor to the skillful. Rather, time and chance happen to all of them. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. A Westerner might express the same idea in these words. Objective considerations of contemporary phenomena compel the conclusion that success or failure in competitive activities exhibits no tendency to be commensurate with innate capacity, but that a considerable element of the unpredictable must invariably be taken into account. Hebrew expresses profound thoughts by telescoping ideas down into simple, concrete images. Under the sun, of course, describes everything in the experience of human life. Bread refers to all food. The battle refers to military aggression and warfare. Here the language is employing metonyms, concrete nouns that represent a broader category. We do the same in English when we speak of the White House, to refer to the U.S. government, or say, the pen is mightier than the sword. Indeed, the pen is mightier than the sword would fit in well in a Hebraic culture, where sophisticated ideas are expressed as proverbs constructed out of concrete images. You could convert it to abstractions if you want, which would sound much more intellectual and persuasive to a Western audience. Journalistic advocacy is a more effective actuator of societal transformation than armed confrontation. But as long as you know what each metonym stands for, it makes just as much sense expressed concretely. Notice, though, that you can't evaluate a proverb by its internal logic. You can't refute this line by saying, no, that is impossible. Pens are not mightier than swords. The truth of this saying doesn't come from how flawlessly it has linked together therefores. It comes from the fact that it describes a reality, albeit a surprising one, that a well-crafted newspaper article can do more to change the world than a military battle. The power of concrete metaphor. Jesus' stories were not just vague metaphors, Rorschach blots to be interpreted whatever way the listener chose. Often he spelled out the overall concept he was teaching before or after he told a parable. His illustrations were not just funny, feel-good stories for the kids. The depth and subtlety of his imagery should spur our most profound thinking. Jesus' pictorial, concrete communication style carried on in the tradition of the Hebrew scriptures that he read. For instance, look at Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Here, Isaiah is sharing both an illustration and a concept. The concept is that God's servant will suffer injustice. The illustration about the servant being like a lamb led to slaughter is actually far more important. It's not just a poetic description of affliction that has been added for color. The evocative imagery of a lamb...